only real place to be, the middle of all controversy, whites of the Mississippi.
Welcome to the Midwest.
Pistol packing the money, macking, rapping about the city. We're killers, keep it cracking, too dark and pretty, packing the dizzy, checking what's happening, gaffling, mini cackling. Now we packing and cracking the attic, we'll pop. Yeah. Kansas City, Missouri, to the fury of the inner city, poverty stricken, not what you spitting. Follow me quick into the bottom, we gotta be this and no freaking apology, giving you trippin', we lick a shot. Yeah. You ready to brawl hometown, bringing the jawbone pound. You're in the criminal killer, we're ready to get up and fall on down. Look at the dark side, yeah. Full of the gang banging, hookers with choppers and the coppers, they keep the things ringing. Yeah. You ain't gotta be killing gangs that know that you can die, trying to hide side things for the dough. Yeah. After the club, get the skipping, cause they tripping up in the mall.
Have you been getting approached by labels, like major labels, as a result of like the internet stuff and everything blowing up?
Well, they got to pay a lot of money for our blood, sweat, and tears, man. We ain't going to take no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We got our thing over here, and we're good. You know what I'm saying? Of course we want video. Of course we want radio. But it's going to be on our terms, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We just now started doing video with MTV. They played the MTV Jams played the hell out of Leave Me Alone. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those songs that was friendly enough for them to play. Because Tech N9ne, you know, I'll be on there like, if you got scratch, nigga, get the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? They don't know where to put that shit. They're like, damn, is this an alternative? Or is it, okay, this is gangster. Okay, this is crazy. The nigga's got his face painted. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. Yeah, I make it hard for motherfuckers who want to play my shit sometimes. But Leave Me Alone was nice enough, I guess, even though it's a somber song, for them to play it. Now, I'm just going to write my songs as I feel it. I ain't going to write my songs and say, okay, we're going to try to put this on MTV and BET. No, nigga's going to have to come when I feel it. Mm-hmm. I ain't just going to stuff no motherfucking dick to be accepted by nobody. I'm just going to do what I feel. You know what I'm saying? So, as I do what I feel, if they want to put the label on it and say, okay, this one is urban, okay, this one has more rock and roll feel, we're going to put over here, let them do that shit. But it's spreading, man. It's spreading no matter what it is.
It's a retro, you know, motherfucking aggression.
Retrogression, man. Mm-hmm.
Better. Man, now, I want to talk, too, about people's perception of you, man. You got the skit on the KOD album with Jason Whitlock talking to Chris Calico, which was hilarious, man. Yeah. I was dying. Because, I mean, we're from Michigan, Bay, so we, you know, we got Esham. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Esham.
Totally. Okay. Totally. Yep. Familiar with Esham and Nadas and all that shit.
Yep. And so we know, you know, Esham had the label. He's a devil worshiper. And so here, you know what I'm saying, everyone used to pin that on him. I had the albums Kill the Fetus, and people would be scared to put it in the deck. They didn't want to touch it.
I was scared as shit of that shit,
and
bro.
And so listening to that Whitlock interview kind of brought me back to that, man, because first off, was that staged or was that real?
That's real, man. That's real. Jason Whitlock know how to get under niggas' skin, but that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you know how he do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm familiar with his sports writing and all that, too. So I know he's a controversial motherfucker.
And he's been close to us enough to find out everything that's been said. You know what I'm saying? All that shit that he was saying is shit that people have been saying about me for years, about my imagery and everything. And it's funny to me that people make it that deep when really it's really simple. You know what I'm saying? The barcode cross is just a lowercase T, you know what I'm saying, with a 9. You know what I'm sizzling? And the barcode just on some futuristic shit. You know what I'm saying? But they turn it into Christ and Satan, and so the 9th power is complete. You know what I'm saying? The evil is complete. No, it's crazy, man. The strange music, they take the snake and the bat and say that it's sadomasochism. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
man.
It's like they were stretching. I'm like, damn, man, y'all really trying to.
Yeah, when I was coming up with all this, I want them to think crazy shit. So, because I understand that if they ain't talking about you, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Even if it's negative. I wanted to arouse suspicion. I knew once I did that lowercase T was going to look like a cross. And it was going to make the Christians say, is that Christian music? Like they do every time we're on the road. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, it's not Christian. It's spiritual, but it's not Christian. It's got profanity. Well, why the cross? I'm like, it's not really a cross. You know, it's just lowercase T look like a cross. I did it so people would ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? The snake and the bat. You know what I'm saying? God damn, for real, Tech? The snake and the bat, nigga? The nocturnal creature? And this motherfucker that'll bite you and shit and won't give a fuck? I did it to arouse suspicion so people would talk, and it works. It just fucked up that I had to be a devil worshiper at the end when I was raised a Christian. If you got red spiked hair and you paint your face and you own your first album as an angel, then you turn over and you turned into the devil, motherfuckers gonna think it. That's my fault. That's my fault, but I'm a crazy type of nigga, so I'm going, my whole thing with Angelic, my first album, I was an angel on the front with Liberate Me on my arms, like free me from all this evil shit. I'm on drugs, you know what I'm saying? I was doing ecstasy like crazy. I almost died, did 15 pills in one night. So I'm asking, God, liberate me, please. I don't belong down here, obviously, because I don't know how to act right. I'm fucking bitches crazily. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I knew I was a good guy, raised in a Christian home. My mom married a Muslim when I was 12. But it's like, I was trying to say I was a good guy as an angel. And when you open up the shit, you see the angel looking into a well of temptation, then falling into the well of temptation. There's demons all around. And then you land within the pit. Then there's naked bitches on the inside with drugs and everything. Everything I was taking in. And if a nigga totally take in all that, the result is the beast. And I had a picture of me looking like the devil at the end of Tales from the Hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
it was
you.
The same outfit. It was the same nigga that did the outfit for Tales from the Hood. Screaming Matt George did that shit for me. And I was that demon, like, this is the result if you go from good to bad. You know what I'm saying? But niggas just saw that motherfucking devil, like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? And if you put on a devil suit, they gonna say you the devil. So niggas be like, Deck, why you be getting mad when, you know what I'm saying, they call you a devil worshiper and you got a devil suit on? I'll be like, you know what? You right, nigga. But it's crazy that all that stuff made up over the years about my imagery and my symbolism and everything, but I put all those together because, you know, when you look at Public Enemy, you got and I'm a big Public Enemy fan of NWA and all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. So I remember Public Enemy having the homeboy in the middle of the target, like, you know, the rap niggas with the target and shit. That's all you had to see to know it was Public Enemy.
Yeah.
That's all you have to see. So I needed me something like that. I want them to see that without seeing my name and say, that's Tech N9ne. So when little kids see a cross like a crucifix, they say Tech N9ne. That's Tech N9ne. I'm like, no, that's Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted something that symbolized me. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows. In the town, you want to come around and show. I can feel it because everybody's silly, so get ready to hit the floor. It doesn't really matter where you go.
Follow me. Welcome to the Hangar. I gotta get this one out of me before we start this album. Rob Rebeck. I want this one to go before the intro so they'll know what this album's for. Hey, my mama is so tormented. She been through trauma, more drama. The dawn is gone, it's more tinted on the side. It gets out of it. Hot as a prophet who loved God as his father, slipping to get the bottom side of it. How come an angel gotta be sick in the pancreas? Like she an atheist, maybe it's the faith that is making this lady get crazy. It's made me this skeptic. Next threat is lupus on top of epileptic. Never rested, psychiatrist forever tested. Reverend blessed it, brethren heaven tech is begging for effing Xmas. Hoping mama ain't left an exit. It better get better quick how you let it get sick with bread invested. In the church every Sunday, I've been searching for one way or another, you're gonna have to curse me.
And really, truly, God symbolizes me. You know, even though I have, you know, saying doubts sometimes and what I'm praying is a real thing.
I want to get to that too, man, because it seemed like you got, you conflicted, and I see the duality that you got going on the KOD album, definitely, with, like, Show Me a God, which, I mean, obviously, that, you know, we just got done listening to it again. And the message is hard as hell. You know, you definitely talking about your mom and the struggles that she's going through. How much of that, though, was just, you know, trying to make a song that was, you know, edgy, or was that really what you was feeling?
No, this is my heart, man. This is my heart right here. This is just, I'm going to lay out my heart real quick for you. Okay, picture my mom raising me all my life. She made me go to church every fucking day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, wow. Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We went to church every day. On a Wednesday, you go to church, nigga? For the soul circle? Come on, man. We got to eat at church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Sunday breakfast, brunch, dinner at church. We lived in church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is truly Jesus Christ who raised me. This is, my mom has to be Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? There's no other person I've ever met that is pleasant as my mom. And all her life, from she was 17, from she was 18, had her first epileptic seizure, grandma seizure, the worst seizures that you could have. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she goes through that. She marries a Muslim when this is Jesus Christ marrying a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? How fucked up is that going to be? They kids going to be. You know what I'm saying? So you got Jesus Christ marrying a Muslim. So I had Christmas all the way up from birth to 12 when she married that Muslim. You know what I'm sizzling? No more Christmas. No more pork. I had to change everything. Eating bean pies, going to Juma, praying to Mecca. I didn't know what the fuck. You wanted me to change my name to Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to change my name to Khalifa. Nigga, I had to sneak to my family to eat pork for the motherfucking holiday. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy shit. You know, finding flaws in Christianity and finding flaws in Islam. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers killed Malcolm X and he had the God plan. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King died. He had the God plan. Every nigga that got the God plan fucks up money, so they got to kill this nigga. I find flaws, so that's where I went. You know, that's going to be a fucked up kid. You know what I'm saying? He starts looking into, since Islam and Christianity, I'm finding flaws. I'm like, okay, Buddhism, Judaism, Taoism, Shintoism, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, everything, you know what I'm saying? Just fuck my head up. So within all that, my mom's always been the most pleasant. Always having seizures. My stepfather started putting her in psychiatric wards because after she had seizures, it was electroshock to the brain. She started talking crazy. Am I really God? Am I really this? It's kind of funny when you think about it, but his mom, and when mom used to say it to me, I'm like, Mom, no, you're not God. If you was God, we'd be rich. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll say something like that to her, you know what I'm saying? But I used to have to go visit her in psychiatric wards and watch her, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, before she got married, her boyfriend beating her up all the time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's in jail for 25 years, so karma is a bitch, you know what I'm saying? But it's like her boyfriend beating her damn near to death at her job, and she'd have to go to the hospital, see her head all wrapped up, and then I got to see her having seizures, and then I got to see her in the psychiatric ward. Then, like, a couple years ago, lupus hit her. Now, last year, pancreatitis. Okay, tell me why the fuck is the biggest servant of God that I know is the most tormented on this earth. Yeah. I'm asking God, please show me something. I believe I was born to believe in you and the Son and everything. It's like I pray every day, everything I do. So I said, I'm 99% sure that there's something there, but I have not seen a ghost. I have not seen nothing greater than a human being. Sure, I've seen babies being born. It's amazing. Yeah. Sure, I see the sun. Sure, I see the moon, but then, you know what I'm saying? Darwin is saying the shit grow from a plant. You know what I'm saying? Creationists believe it's a greater being, and that's we supposed to be creationists. We think that somebody created this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A super being. You know what I'm saying? A super being. I don't want to. So, when my mama's going through all this shit all her life, she's the most tormented. And my auntie's like, well, Dante, because that's my middle name and shit. Don't tell nobody. I know they're listening. But anyway, well, Dante, you got to know that the Lord always tries, you know, the righteous. All her fucking life, she got to be tried. If a nigga's like that, okay, I'm going to put you through all this shit and see if you still believe in me. Nigga, she's 54 years old, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And she been believing this shit. Come on, man. Please, Auntie, tell me something else. Like, she's supposed to be tormented all her life. So all I'm saying was, God, please, I pray to you every day. I believe. Just show me something. Show me a ghost. They'll have proof that there's a spiritual realm. Show me something greater than fucking me. And maybe I change my fucking life. Let me know something is listening when I'm down on my knees, because my angel down here is fucking going crazy because of the medicine they're giving her. And all this motherfucking shit is happening to her body. And eventually she's going to pass. And I want to believe that she's going somewhere other that's going to make her happy. You know what I'm saying? And not just eternal sleep. Please show me something. And I still ain't seen a motherfucking thing. All they can do is give me goddamn pictures in 100-ass hotels. It's like, this man was in the fucking elevator and it was a spirit. Nigga, give me something else. Give me something. Show me a motherfucking God, man. I can say motherfucking God because God favors me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm standing up and I'm going crazy because it fucks with me every time I go back to it. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you what happened. The pancreatitis, I had to leave Winter Park, Colorado, a ski resort, to leave a show because the doctor got on the phone. My uncle gave the doctor, he's like, you might want to be right next to your mama at this time. I had to fly home because they was insinuating my mom was about to die. I walked in that motherfucking hospital and her lips was all black. She had no color and shit. I'm like, damn, she couldn't talk to me. That tubes all down her mouth and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? this is my angel. This is the servant of God. This is what's happening to her. Okay. All right. So all I'm saying is she beat it. Pancreatitis no more.
Wow.
So I was
that's
like,
good
show
shit.
Me a God. Show me a God. And then
that's good shit.
Mama don't have it no more. Wow.
There wow. you go. There you go. That's some damn. Proof for your ass right there.
Damn.
It makes me shake. It makes me shake because all the bitches I done fucked in my time and when I was married and shit and everything, it just made me think, like, damn, man, if this is the case, I'm going to hell. if this is what they say, like, you know, adultery or whatever, not adultery, but, you know, when you're saying when you cheat and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, infidelity, I was like, God damn, I done fucked up. Even though me and my wife are the best of friends now, you know what I'm saying, and we can take the kids on, we've been separated for like 6 years, but we can take the kids on cruises and shit. The reason why I said God favors me because he gives me a glimpse of what I could have had if I was 100, you know, 10%.
I think my mama ain't ill enough, it's killing us. I will her up with the pill and the fall, still ain't no healing up. I've been searching for answers, but I find nothing but man stuff. That puts a damper on the current problem at hand, bro. Or whatever it is, I will never forgive. Anybody who take Marty better get her to live. She's so sick that it don't matter how much cheddar I give. To the thing or the lady, here's a letter to his. Majesty, why ain't you stopping these tragedies? My mother's glad to be with you, but her life's been a raggedy one. What's gonna be done? In 2012, when hell's gonna be when the earth aligns with the sun? Show me a God. That's why I be looking for ghosts, something supernatural. Only thing I know supernatural is the rapper. Maybe if I saw something like that, it'd make me change my life or something. Now let's get into KOD.